All right, you guys. I'm watching Dracula season one, episode one on Netflix. I think we're almost at the ending. And this guy, Jonathan, oh my goodness. Is that his name? He is. Okay, let me go with the quotes. Let's be direct with the quotes. The best experience is life experience. The best experience is life experience. Now, the first thing that indicated to me that he's stupid is he's recounting the story or his experience. You see what I'm saying? And telling it back to the nuns. And then the nuns was like, well, that is Dracula. He is the vampire. And he was like, really? But you just went through the whole experience. You know what I mean? They knew more not even being in the experience than him retelling the experience. So that was first indication that, okay, he kind of dumb. Okay? And then he found out that the motherfucker draining his blood or something's weird is happening to him. You know, he need to leave, right? And then it was just many other signs. It was many other signs. But he going left. He's going in the lost castle. He's making stupid ass decisions. And it's as if he's going backwards. He's going left. He's investigating. This is good. One of the stupidest things was Count Dracula was like, you can leave. He's like, I can leave. I'm going to leave. No, because he called Dracula. He's like, make these letters out for these dates. And so your wife could get them and she don't bring her ass on over here. Base, ooh, that was big. Write these letters out so your wife don't come back over here looking for you. So he basically said, this is a red flag. You know, what are the odds of you sending this out and you murdering me in this cap? You know what I mean? And Count Dracula was like, you could just leave. He was like, okay, but I'm too weak. Because, of course, he found out that Count Dracula been draining his blood. So that was a decision right there to stay. And then he's drained and whatever, but you can run around this lost castle that's a maze, find maps and go through this maze. And then he found the woman and whatever, and she's a blood-sucking vampire too. Then he got bit. He going through all these unfortunate events because he's stupid. It's like he's going left. And let me slow that down. That is this message. He's going backwards. Usually my dreamers, when you got an aha moment, you understand something, you found out, especially if it's bad, you don't go back. Leave. Do something different. Get out of the situation. That is big. Get out of the situation. The man's so stupid. Dracula's like, you can leave. And if he leaves, he's going to feel better. He ain't going to get his blood sucked out of him. He going to stop getting these weird, unfortunate events. It's if he get his butt out the situation. If he just made that decision. This is good. Let me go ahead with my quotes. Life is a series of decisions, you see. Life is a series of choices. I remember I was watching this show. Ooh, this show on Netflix with the zombies, and the chubby man. I remember I did this message, but it wasn't as deep as this. The chubby man. Every time the camera goes to the chubby man, or it's the chubby man's story, I'd be like, oh no. The zombie was smarter than the chubby man. The chubby man trapped them in the grocery. Because the chubby man, honey, I was like, lock the door behind you if you're going to be in the grocery store. This chubby man, he went in there, didn't lock the door, didn't shut the door. He got in with the electronic door opening, right? then shut the door. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you so stupid. He done did many, many stupid things. They hide it in the band room from all the zombies and all the bullshit going on. Then he want to beat on the tambourine, stupid thing number one. And then, you know, he did like two or three stupid things. So to ask, I'm like, oh no, he not dead yet. If this was real life, he would have been already dead. And then, but anyway, the big thing was he went in the grocery store, didn't lock the door behind him because he'd been running from the one zombie of the whole last episode. Okay? You see what I'm saying? Still running from the same zombie. He finally went in the grocery store, and he walked into his blessing. The grocery store is untarnished. I was like, oh, he didn't lock the door like I said, and he want to go grocery shopping. He been fighting and running from the same zombie forever, and you want to sit up and go grocery shopping, and finally the zombie walked his ass in there right after the man. You see what I said? And they frolicking, and the zombie nearly killed them in the grocery store. Honey, just stupid. That's why this is good. That's why they in that situation. I think that's why some people in that experience, the world, or God is like, you're in this so you can get out. Decide to leave. Decide, okay, I've been did this, I already experienced this. Now I know. Now I can stop this. I got the lesson. I'm not taking this again. You see, you can leave. You can decide to say enough is enough of this bullshit. You see, I'm tired of dealing with this. You don't have to deal with it. You don't have to keep experiencing. Ooh, let me get up and belt this. You don't have to keep experiencing that. That's why you keep going through that. Because you're not deciding to leave. Just like this little man in this show, Dracula. Just watch this. Season 1, episode 1. Just watch it. You be like, I don't care if I'm weak. I'm going to get the hell out of there. I'm going to get the hell out of there. Why are you over here trying to look up at this woman? That was stupid as hell. And that's why the stupid as hell thing happened to him. The bad thing happened to him because you did something stupid as hell. You see, I think people who are in the wrong place at the wrong time made a very bad decision. You'd be like, why the hell you do that? No wonder the bad thing happened to him. Because let me give you the Bible scripture. God transforms and renews us through our mind. Make better decisions and you're going to have better experiences. He's in this fucked up situation and this fucked up experience because he's stupid. Just like that last man. That's why every time they went to his story, I was like, no wonder the zombie trapping you and outsmarting you and about to eat you, and finally the man died. You know what I mean? Because he's stupid. And you need the, that's why scary movies need the people who trip. Oh, I'm like, why are you going over there? You know, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You like, oh, that's so, it's always the stupid ones in scary movies. You see what I'm saying? You need the stupid. Like, I remember I was watching Army of the Dead, and I was like, huh? You going out to find somebody you don't even really care for, and more than likely, 90% of the time, 90%, they're zombies too. But because of the movie, the girls was alive, and then they end up dying in the first, you know what I mean? I'm like, why the world you go over there in the first place? I still didn't understand that. That was stupid. No wonder you're in that fucked up situation, because you made a fucked up decision. I think, I'm going to be real with it. People are in fucked up situations because they make fucked up decisions. Life is a series of decisions. So your life's all fucked up. You need to decide decide something different, something better. I declare to you, leave Dracula's castle. He had an opportunity. Shoot. Dracula, the first thing was Dracula looking younger, and I'm getting sicker. Okay, it must be something in the air. It's time for me to go. Couldn't be a black man. As soon as he seen the people in the box, honey, looking like zombies and vampires and shit, I've been gone too. You see, the first little shadow of a ghost, I've been gone. You see, just watch this episode. You be like, don't want to hear that fucked up situation. Because he's stupid. He real stupid. You see, and still don't get it. So, I think if you don't get it, you may go through the same things until you get it. This is good. I think he gonna stay in this damn castle because we're on episode one. He's not gonna get it. He's so stupid. He's so dumb. So I'm pretty sure he's gonna be in this damn castle for a minute. Or attached to Dracula ass for a minute. Because he dumb. Leave.
I'm too tired to leave. I'm too drained. What do you say? I'm too drained to leave.
You so dumb. I don't care. Oh, this is good. The man, the well, tell him, call the driver. Call the driver so I can get on out of here. You see? I'll walk on out of there. All that shit going on. My dreamers, I believe a lot of people going through shit. Going through fucked up shit. It's because even doing nothing is a decision. You see, you're going to stay there. You're going to keep having the same experience until you wake up and say, enough. Enough. I need something different. I just get the hell on out of here. Okay? So, experience is the best teacher. And he's going to keep teaching you until you get it. You're going to keep going through the same things until you say, enough, I'm tired of this cycle. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm tired of this cycle. I'm tired of going through the same things. Enough, I got it. I got it. You see. No wonder he in this shit. This is good. Dracula barely did anything. It's not even Dracula's fault. It's his fault. He in this fucked up situation. Because he had an opportunity to leave. You see. It all based on decision. All he had to do is decide to leave. You see. So, anyway, that's real powerful. That's real powerful. And I want to do it. You know, it's this experience. He didn't put himself there, but he can stop this experience and say, enough, I got it. I already experienced this. I'm not going to keep putting myself through this. And leave. So, I believe there's many people who are going through shit, fucked up situations, and they're continuing. They're dealing with it, you know, all because they stupid, you know, not stupid, but they're just not deciding to leave it, to say enough. I'm not going. That's why you're dealing with that same situation. You're going through that same experience because you're not deciding to leave it. You're not deciding to do something different. You see. This ain't working. It's negative. You sitting in Dracula's castle. Leave. You have the power to do so. Dracula's like, you can leave. And I believe people in the spirit says, I'm too drained to leave. So stupid. So stupid.
That's why you're in that fucked up situation. That's why he's in this fucked up situation. Okay. Anyway, that is this message. I may tackle this again. I hope it came through and everything, honey. Ooh, this is good. Let me go back to the beginning. He's in this situation and he keeps going backwards instead of forward and out of this damn castle. I'm like, why are you going over there? What are you doing there for? You it's your decision. You a lawyer. You a clean cut, smart, and you just went down the cycle of bad decision and not leaving, and no wonder you in this fucked up situation, because you're so stupid. Okay. His clothes is ravaged. He looks drained. He looks old now. The damn Dracula been having the buffet. Dracula been having a buffet, honey. Why did my computer start all over? Anyway, I'm done with the business. I hope you received it. Peace.